We have all faced and overcome many challenges during the past couple of years. It's safe to say our overall health and wellness are the most important aspects of our lives. So how are intermediate school districts and educational service agencies partnering together to ensure the overall well-being of staff and students is a long-term priority? We'll explore those topics and more in this episode of Educationally Speaking. Greetings and welcome to Educationally Speaking. This is our first episode of 2023, so I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone listening. My name is Mark Edwards, Communications Specialist with Oakland Schools and host of this award-winning podcast. In each episode, we focus on important and engaging topics related to education here in Oakland County, Michigan. If this is your first time listening, I appreciate you tuning in. Please follow Oakland Schools on social media and engage with us. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Make sure to tell a friend and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Let's begin. In this episode, I'm happy to welcome Christina Harvey, Health Education Consultant for Oakland Schools. Christina, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So again, I'm really looking forward to discussing the great work that you are doing to benefit the families that we serve across Oakland County, our 28 LEAs, our PSAs, our homeschool students, you name it, you serve them. So thank you again for that work.
Thanks.
Christina, please begin by telling our audience how you evolved into a health education consultant and what career pathway did you take? What was the road you traveled?
Yeah, so my road to get here was probably a little bit different than most other consultants that have been in this role before me. So I always was really interested in supporting the well-being of our young people and really kind of looked at models of what that looked like growing up, right? So considered fields like the medical field, becoming a traditional teacher. Ultimately, I wound up stumbling across public health when I was in college and got really excited about the idea that we could be focusing not only on individual health, but about how our health is impacted and changed by the environments around us. And that kind of complexity was exciting to me. So when I finished out school, I got my master's in public health and health behavior and health education in particular. And so I started my career not only working in classrooms in middle schools, teaching about nutrition and physical activity, but I also worked in coalition work around how do we change the settings that we live, learn, and work and play in every day in order to make sure that those places are more supportive of healthy eating and physical activity as well. I was fortunate to kind of go from there to our local Oakland County Health Division as a health educator. Really started working more closely with our schools here in Oakland County, which is eventually how I heard about this position opening up. And after working so closely with so many people in our school districts for many years, this felt like a really great opportunity to continue supporting that work of improving the health of our young people and doing so in a way that looked at both individual side of things, as well as how do we change those systems and policies and environments to really support us more to be healthy.
So how long have you been in this role with Oakland Schools?
It's been a little over 8 years now that I've been here at Oakland Schools.
Great. And I heard, you know, you mentioned coalition work, and obviously that's very ground level work within communities. Does that attack ATOD, alcohol, tobacco, and other drug prevention work?
Yeah. So what I think is really great about the role that I'm in and what drew me to it was that it is comprehensive about health. So we are talking about things like substance misuse prevention. We are talking about healthy eating and physical activity, basic safety things that'll prevent unintentional injuries and accidents, as well as social emotional health or mental health. So you're running the whole gamut of things that could be impacting your well-being.
That's great work. I'm a current prevention specialist, non-practicing right now, but in my past, I've worked with students and we implemented life skills, you know, BIN life skills, research-based curriculum. So when you talk about environments, it really just hits to my heartstrings. I know environment is so important with our youth and with any adult or anyone who's trying to be productive citizens, right?
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you for that. Now that we know more about your background, please fill us in about the role with Oakland Schools, specifics of your day-to-day. What are some of the things you're tackling right now within our county?
Yeah, so day-to-day, what I do here, in generally speaking, is I consult, develop resources and training for districts to be able to provide quality health education K-12 with their students. So that might look like actually going into districts, talking about what their plan is, what does their data say their student needs are, and how do we respond to that intentionally. It might also look like working with community partners, like you mentioned a minute ago, some of our prevention specialists, and seeing how they can also complement what's happening within those buildings and provide additional supports and getting them connected. One of the other roles that I serve here at Oakland Schools is as our regional school health coordinator. So I represent Oakland County in what we call our Michigan School Health Coordinators Association. So that's made up of job alikes from 24 sites across the state, where we really work on coordinating what best practices we're seeing actually create healthier students. And we know that healthier students are better learners, right?
So absolutely.
That's what we're looking or working towards.
Great. And so is that work with teen health centers, things like that?
Yeah. So we do partner with the school-based health centers or teen health centers across the state. We also partner with some of those substance misuse coalitions that you talked about a little bit earlier, partners like the Health Division or our community mental health as well in that work.
Great work. In December, Oakland Schools hosted the K-12 Live Well, Lead Well Summit, and it focused on the overall well-being of students, staff, and communities as a whole. Your expertise was integral, and I was in the room that day and really enjoyed being part of that process, running the slide deck for our presenters. It was really a nice, engaging day. And can you provide an overview of the learning and resources that were shared that day with the audience that day?
Yeah. So overall, we had those five county educational service agencies that were participating. Our superintendents were the ones who called us together. And us as school health coordinators from all five of those agencies were helping to work on that agenda for the day. So overall, the goals were to have a call to action. So what is it that our youth are experiencing when it comes to their well-being right now? Also, how can we respond? So what practices and programs are shown to work? What resources or partnerships do we have available for them locally right now? And then also, we wanted to leave some space for them as teams, because we invited teams from the districts, to think about where are they in terms of what they're currently offering, who they have on their team, and really be able to start planning what their next steps were from the things that they heard today.
So you mentioned five counties, including us, obviously Oakland County, collaborated on this initiative. Who were those counties that were in attendance, and what was the sentiment that you kind of felt and heard even after that day?
Yeah, so for that day, we had Wayne, Macomb, Genesee, and St. Clair in the room in addition to Oakland County.
Shout out to those counties. Thank you for the great work you're doing.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to have staff from those ESAs and also Michigan Department of Education, many of our community partners from community mental health or school-based health centers in all of those counties, as well as other statewide associations that support health and well-being. So it was a really energetic kind of day around wellness. We had lots of experts in that space for our locals to connect with. What I really heard during that day, as well as after that day, was how well-organized everything was, how the agenda really seemed to fit what districts were looking for to learn more information, and that districts left feeling motivated and ready to take some next steps. They had identified next steps before they left already. We asked them about that on their exit survey so we could better serve them too.
Our guest today is Oakland Schools Health Education Consultant Christina Harvey. Christina, Governor Whitmer recently delivered her fifth State of the State address, and she and the legislature in late 2022 also passed the historic education budget. I want to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Educationally Speaking. We'll be right back. Hello and thank you to everyone listening at 89.5 WAHS, 89.3 Lakes FM, radio, cmlf.org, and our new partner, WSHJ out of Southfield A&T High School. Remember, you can download the Educationally Speaking podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. Are you a parent or guardian of a young child? If so, our early childhood team works collaboratively with Oakland County schools, families, and communities to develop a systematic approach to support the development and academic achievement of all children from birth to kindergarten. If you or someone you know is interested in free preschool, call 1-844-456-5432. 1-844-456-5432. CTE Month is celebrated annually in February. Our four Oakland School technical campuses are designed for students who want to graduate from high school with industry certifications, on-the-job experiences, business connections, and college credits. If you or someone you know is a high school student who desires cutting-edge, hands-on learning, visit ostconline.com/explore. That's ostconline.com/explore. We are back with Christina Harvey, Health Education Consultant for Oakland Schools. Before the break, we were discussing the K-12 Live Well, Lead Well Summit that was held at Oakland Schools this past December, which focused on staff and student well-being. You and I both know that in order to implement this work to fidelity, that it needs to be properly funded. Governor Whitmer delivered her State of the State address earlier this week, which was favorable to education, and the Michigan legislature passed a historic education budget last July, which will invest in all students. How do you envision the work taking place in Lansing will impact mental health, well-being, that work in education as we move forward?
Yeah, I'm really hopeful that it presents an opportunity for districts to be able to set a solid foundation by securing the staffing, services, and the supports that research shows us are needed to support youth well-being and health. Historically, those funding opportunities haven't been so prescriptive, and so this gives us an opportunity to make that a priority. So that might look like, you know, working on our staffing and the time that we have available in the school day to get to those 50 hours a year that are recommended for skills-based health instruction. It also might look like hiring mental health professionals or school nurses at best practice caseloads for the number of students we have, right? So we should have one nurse to every 750 students. We should have one social worker to every 250 students. That's not where many of our districts are currently operating, and we haven't had the funding or ability to operate in those ways in the past. So I think this is a really amazing opportunity to start building those systems up appropriately.
So this funding can really get us where we want to be and where we need to be to benefit and support these students and these families and our staff members as well.
Yes, definitely. I think it would be really supportive to have in place the staff that we need, be able to lower burnout rates, right? And support the well-being of our students.
You mentioned the 50 hours a year. Can we elaborate on that just a little bit more? Who is that targeted to? Is that high school? Is that across the board?
That's actually across the board. A best practice recommendation for health education is that we offer 50 hours per year to our students in every grade level. That's what we know would actually get us long-lasting behavior change and embed those healthy behaviors in our students.
That's great. I hope we get there. Let's discuss some of the initial steps that have taken place following the K-12 Live Well, Lead Well Summit. What has been rolled out as Oakland School strives to provide support to the local school districts, the PSAs, homeschool students, whoever really needs that support?
Yeah, so I'll talk about this from two perspectives. Regionally, the regional school health coordinators from those five counties have still been meeting once a month. We've been talking a little bit about, you know, what our districts reaching out to us for in terms of support, so that way we can kind of get a better understanding of how each one of our educational service agencies is responding as needs are coming up. So we're each individually moving forward with that support. But we also feel like that'll put us in a position to be ready if our superintendents find it appropriate for another regional event, or if it's needed to provide support in a regional way around this topic. So I'm grateful that we have that opportunity. And then at Oakland Schools, we actually have what we call a whole child collaborative team that has been meeting for a while now. And so we have been continuing to move forward the work that we were already doing. So we are looking forward to launching our Oakland Schools Whole Child Collaborative webpage. We've been working internally to get that moving forward. We're hoping by the end of March to have that ready to go. And really, this is about taking the work that we have been doing marketing and branding it in a way that hopefully makes it easier for our districts to find what it is that we offer in terms of supports, programs, and services, and understand how it could work together to build a system that was evidence-based, high quality, and met the needs of their students.
So we may have to come back in the future and do another show and talk more about that whole child collaborative rolling out once it goes live and our districts are actually implementing. So
absolutely,
I might call you. You had the privilege of presenting at the summit. What was your message to the educators and support staff in that room that day?
Yeah, so I talked a lot about how districts are really big systems, right? There are lots of individuals with a variety of roles happening in order to make those systems run. So we talked a lot about how this work takes time. And that means that we need to have a diverse team. So individuals that work with students of various age levels with various needs. Also that their role and purpose for how they're interacting with students might be different. So we're talking about people that work in lunchrooms. We're talking about people that are teaching in the classroom, a whole range of things. And that it's really important that we are all on the same page. So we need to have that team also have its members understand what our shared vision is. What are we moving towards, right? That really shapes our goals, our objectives, the way that we do our work, and we have to get all of those people on the same page about that. And then we also talked about data collection. So how are we prioritizing the programs and practices that we need? Many of our districts already have some things going on. So are we having conversations about, are those programs and services meeting the needs of our students? Are there still gaps or complementary programs that we need to add in? Are there maybe even things that aren't working and we maybe need to sunset those?
Absolutely.
So we had some conversations about, you know, giving ourselves the time and space to keep coming back to this work, and then it's slow and steady.
I love the point you made there toward the end of eliminating initiatives, eliminating work that may no longer be valuable. And as we re-implement new items, obviously you're adding to the top of your list, something has to fall off at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
This has been so insightful. I just want to thank you again for sharing your knowledge today. I'm really interested to see how this investment in mental health and well-being resources will strengthen our communities for generations to come. Before I do let you go, what are some personal things you do to maintain your well-being and your mental health? And are there any last thoughts or resources that you'd like to share before we let you go today?
Yeah, so personally, I am really big on spending some time in nature. So I find it very grounding and a great way to de-stress, to get outside, get active, spend some time just listening to what's going on outside, really being present and grounded.
That's great.
In terms of last thoughts, I think it's really important that we talk about this kind of work, supporting health and well-being, as work that we all need to do, not just schools. This is really about all stakeholders. So people within our school systems, families, community agencies, we all really need to be working together to support our youth.
I concur. I'd like to thank Christina Harvey, Health Education Consultant for Oakland Schools, for taking the time today out of her busy, busy schedule and supporting so many families across Oakland County. If you have a show idea, question, or comment, or want to get recognized as Listener of the Month, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop us a line at educationallyspeaking@oakland.k12.mi.us. That's educationallyspeaking@oakland.k12.mi.us. This podcast was brought to you by Oakland Schools Intermediate School District's Communication Services and is produced by Media Production Specialist Brian Beck. You can find all episodes of Educationally Speaking on our Oakland Schools website at oakland.k12.mi.us and Anchor FM. We hope you will continue to tune in as we discuss topics that affect every student every day.